It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
3 o'clock hour. We'll skip the 3:05 alarm. We'll get right into it because we have so much stuff to get to, so much sound to play for you, and obviously... we can talk about football without sounding like we don't care about Tua. We obviously care about Tua, but there's also football ramifications. And like I said last night, wasn't carted off. We didn't have that thing, you know, like in Cincinnati where you were like, oh, my God, is he ever going to walk again? Like, you know, you were so scared, like walked off under his own power. And now we'll have to wait and see what the team doctors say and what kind of grade concussion he has, and let them make the decisions that need to be made. But there's football ramifications as well, which is why I wanted to broach with you trading for Bryce Young.
I got Dante Culpepper's number. I'll go that route before I go to get Bryce damn Young.
This occurred according to...
We have to bring somebody in.
Well, Mike McDaniel said today they're riding with Skyler, that they have all the confidence in the world in him. Now, I didn't see last night them have any confidence in Skyler Thompson, but Mike McDaniel said today they've got all the confidence in the world. They're riding with him. They feel comfortable with him as the quarterback. I will tell you, Spotrac tweeted out today, current or potentially available quarterbacks. Ryan Tannehill, Ben DiNucci, my guy, Blaine Gabbert, Matt Barkley.
Matt Barkley still plays football?
Well, no, that's why he's available. Trevor Siemian. Yeah. Practice squad guys, Mike White. I believe you can poach guys off practice squads. Mike White, but I think, anyway, I don't think it's going to happen. But Mike White, Desmond Ridder is on the practice squad. Nathan Peterman is on a practice squad. Tyler Huntley is on a practice squad. I believe he was a Pro Bowler 1 year, even though he stunk.
Hawk, it's crazy to say, and I know the Tannehill would be the interesting one. Go get Mike White.
Well, I got one better.
He's been in the system.
These are two potential guys who are on rosters, but you could trade for Trey Lance in Dallas or Josh Dobbs, San Francisco. Book it, Super Bowl tickets. I am telling you, I watched Josh Dobbs in the preseason. That dude is your ticket to the postseason. Pastronaut, bring him in. I'll get my jersey, make the trade. Chris Greer, get on the blower. Let's go.
Get on the blower. Oh, he's like 3-7 in his 10 starts or something crazy.
I don't know if you saw him this preseason. That dude's got a flamethrower.
Those are two interesting ones, though. Josh Dobbs and Trey Lance.
Josh Dobbs will win you a couple games. You need a couple games as a bridge.
You're going to pay a lot less for Josh Dobbs because Trey Lance was first rounder.
Right. So to trade for Josh Dobbs, I'm guessing you have to give him DuBose. I mean, well, who do you got to give him for Josh Dobbs?
Can't get rid of DuBose or Robbie Chosen. They're the 1-2 receiver on our team. See if they like Waddle or
befuddling
Tyree.
Last night. It was just befuddling the whole thing.
I trust Mike McDaniel too much to believe that that was the offensive game plan. Did he get
hard
out
to believe
schemed?
It if it was
like saying like did they do something he didn't expect them to do? Because for them to choose those options to throw to in those plays. I can understand being scared with Skyler Thompson going in the game after they just picked two off 18 times in the first half. But that early game plan was very peculiar, I'll say.
We're going to get headlines here in a second. I want to remind everybody, you could join the WQAM Air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. That is coming up Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. You come out, you enjoy a little fine whiskey, a good cigar, a little sports talk. Crowder might save your life if you're in distress. Mm-hmm. I'll point at you. I'll put you up on social media, see if we can gain some traction. But you come on out. Is that a selling point for an event? Hey, if you go into distress, Crowder might save you.
Yeah, I got your back.
All right. Well, there you go. You can feel comfortable coming out. The entire 560 QAM staff is going to be there. If you want to go, you got to RSVP at WQAM.com. That'll get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. By the way, you got to be 21 or over. Drink responsibly. And then you come out, you talk a little sports, have a little fun with us at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. Wednesday, September 25th, Smoke on the Water in Weston. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, official partner, the main man, and sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE, F-A-I-R-F-E-E, 866-FAIR-FEE. Let's get a quick look at the headlines. I want to listen to some sound. Let's get a quick look at the headlines with Alejandro Solana. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
All right, gentlemen. So aside from the Miami Dolphins' loss last night, we do have some other local action going on this week. Obviously, the Hurricanes play Ball State tomorrow. That'll be a 3:30 p.m. kickoff. We went through the full South Florida college football slate, but I'll remind you once more, UF tomorrow. They host Texas A&M 3:30 p.m. at the Swamp.
Lee Sterling today, by the way, because we're talking so much to Dolphins that we're not going to get picks from Lee Sterling. Solana's dad, Eduardo, has started out 0-1.
I love Eduardo.
FAU. And FIU, they'll clash tomorrow, the Shula Bowl, 6 p.m. in Boca Raton.
All right, I'm just looking on the Hard Rock app for some lines here. Hurricanes are 36.5-point favorites over Ball State. I think I'm going to lay the points. Florida Gators are 3.5-point dogs at home. Texas A&M.
Lay the point. I did.
I think you're right. I think you got to lay those points with Texas A&M.
I had a conversation with somebody this morning. Like, yes, I'm a fan of teams, but I'm realistic as well. Florida had to show me something before I bet on them against a top team. Like, I watched the Texas A&M game for first week of the season. They could play ball.
FAU is a 5-point favorite over FIU. By the way, if you listen to me on the Tua rushing over, you cashed a big old ticket last night. And we didn't even need that second run that ended up with him on the ground. First run, I think he gained like 10 or 11 yards on that first scramble. Yeah, I got a lot of green as well. Look at that. I was inundated with texts and tweets. And then people, after he went down, people are like tweeting at me. They're going, hey, man, you feel a little bad now about your two rushing props? No. What?
Me?
What? I do feel bad. I wish I would have bet more because it's over. The money train is over. If he comes back and plays again, it ain't working anymore. He's back to where he was last year. He's not scrambling. Like everything that I said during the offseason, if you didn't cash in week one and week two, you will never cash in again.
I think we got to jump off that train now, though, Hawk.
Yep, that train has pulled into the station.
Yeah. Tua over 4.5. James Cook, anytime touchdown, James Cook over 60.5. I cast 3.
So is he the greatest running back of all time, or did the Dolphins just not execute defensively yesterday, Crowder?
I told you I don't believe in their run defense, and it was pretty obvious. When he just ran down the sideline and dove in like he's playing with kids in the backyard.
I had over one half number of players Mike McDaniel kisses. Cash that ticket. I'd had the over.
I don't care what happens to me during the game. Don't kiss my forehead. I'm good, coach.
Hey, Hawk, what about FSU tomorrow? They're hosting Memphis. They're obviously 0-2. It's a noon kickoff from Doak Campbell.
Yeah, I looked at it. I think they're 10.5-point favorites. Let me look again.
I put the mortgage on Memphis to cover.
They are 6.5-point favorites. 6.5-point favorites. Mm.
The Marlins, they play the Washington Nationals. Weekend series, 6:45 p.m., tonight, first pitch in the nation's capital, and there is a bit of inter-Miami news. I know you guys aren't too interested, but this is good news. Tata Martino, the manager, said that Messi is no longer on a minutes restriction, and they play tomorrow against the Philadelphia Union, first MLS game action in 2 weeks after an international stoppage, and it is possible that Messi will make his return wearing a pink or black with pink striped jersey. Isn't played for Inter-Miami in 3 months.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I'm ready. When the playoffs start?
Couple weeks. I think they have seven games remaining on their regular season schedule. They're already a lock for the playoffs, remember? And they're
first
right
team
now,
in the MLS, right?
Yeah, leading the supporter shield race. All right, guys, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Hot day in South Florida, but a lot less rainy, which is good news. That is your weather.
Big UFC card tomorrow night as well from the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Sean O'Malley's on that card. We're going to listen to some sound in the next segment. We have sound from a whole bunch of talking heads, former athletes, and journalists opining about Tua. So we're going to listen to that coming up in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Someone DMs us on Instagram. What about Russell Wilson?
I'm fine.
You sure?
He's hurt too. He's out now. No.
Now, is he really out, or does Mike Tomlin just prefer Justin Fields?
Either way, if he's hurt or if Mike Tomlin decided to tell him, sit your ass down and we don't need you, either way, I'm good. We do. Oh, I haven't felt this way. We do need to find a contingency plan, though.
Mm-hmm. We need a contingency plan. That's Cam Ward.
That's the scare. You know what?
Tank for Cam Ward.
No, don't use that tank word.
This is an unbelievable tweet from Barry Jackson, the Miami Herald. Dolphins quarterbacks, that's obviously Tua and Skyler, have a passer rating of 0.0 when throwing to any wide receiver other than Tyreek Hill or Jaylen Waddle the entire season. They are 2 of 10 for 18 yards with 2 interceptions when they throw to anyone other than Tyreek Hill or Jaylen Waddle.
The two was Jonnu Smith with that little underhand pitch thing.
Yeah. And it doesn't include like Achane or whatever because these are receivers only. So I think Durham Smythe, did he have a grab in the first game?
No. Ooh, this is crazy to even think about.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, here's some sound. A lot of people this morning on all the TV talk shows, and some people just went to social media to share their thoughts. Manti Te'o was on Good Morning Football on NFL Network. He's friends with Tua, and it was pretty emotional. Here's what Manti Te'o said on Good Morning Football today.
Manti, I have to look to you, and the three of us are watching the game and we have our own relationship as spectators with Tua, but as someone who personally knows him and has a connection with him, first of all, I'm really sorry that you have to go through this. It's got to be difficult for you, but as a friend and as a family connection to Tua, how are you feeling this morning in terms of, man, I want him to just walk away. I want him to stay through this. Like, where are you with that? Because none of us really know where to go, but none of us have your connection to him.
Yeah. I'll say this, Kyle. After he suffered the one against the Bengals, I wanted him to walk. That when I saw him have to be carted off the field,
yeah,
I wanted him to walk. Like, that was
mm-hmm. Yep.
That was hard, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what people have to understand is this is just a game, you know, and then there's life. And when you watch a young man that you've known since he was a little boy, go out there, you know, yeah, is it hard for me? Yeah, but I can't imagine how it is for Uncle Nalu and Auntie Diane to watch their son again go down. And, you know, Calais mentioned it was so good to watch him stand up. For somebody that's been in that situation who have had a concussion, I don't even know if Tua's there as he's walking off the field. Like, there's been clips of me after concussions getting off the ground and walking off the stadium, walking into the locker room. I don't remember those walks. Nope. It's like I wake up. I remember when it was a playoff game against the Broncos. I got knocked out the second quarter of that game. I got up. The camera footage shows me walking into the locker room. Kyle, I didn't wake up. I didn't come to until the fourth quarter. It was 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and I was sitting in the locker room trying to figure out why am I in the Denver. And so to see my brother Tua go down like that, it really just makes me, I want the best for Tua, the man, the father. He's a father of two now. I want him to be able, not today, but 10, 15, 20 years down the line, to be able to raise his children, to be able to walk his daughter down the aisle. That's what I want for Tua. That's true joy. And I know the competitor in Tua, everybody, like how Jamie talked about, slide Tua. Like, I was saying the same thing, bro, just slide. But knowing the competitor in him, he wants to win. He has a whole new helmet just to protect him. He lost weight just to protect himself. And to see him go down like that, I don't mean to get emotional on the show, but it was big for a family member to watch him go through that again. And I'm just so grateful that the NFL community has rallied around Tua. I just hope for my little brother that he sees, like, and he understands, knowing that his makeup, he understands what's important in life. And I just hope that he makes the right decision. Like Kyle, like, I'm not going to make that decision for you. I'm not saying to step away from the game. As a brother, I just want the best for you. And whatever that looks like for Tua and the Tagovailoa family, that's what I want for him.
Heavy stuff, man.
It is
heavy stuff. The one thing that sticks out to me, and again, I talk about, you know, you can't make a decision for someone. When Manti Te'o says, hey, I want you to think about life rather than football. Well, when you're young and you're in the middle of it, that is life. Mm-hmm. You know, so when someone says, hey, think about life, they're like, yeah, that's life. Like, my life is football. It's always been football. That's what I'm saying. It's not, like, it may seem from the outside like an easy decision. Hey, do you want to play football a couple more seasons? And the risk is you don't get to enjoy Disney World with your kids because you're not all there. Or you don't think that way when you're in it, especially a head injury. If he feels fine, this is why people who with mental health issues go off their meds. When you feel fine, it's hard to remind yourself, well, that doesn't mean I'm fine.
Mm.
I have the propensity to go through this again. It's like, you feel fine. You're like, yeah, I'm fine now.
Good to go. Yeah. And the head injuries, even when the CTE stuff and everything came up, I was actually retired. Because that's been 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that whole thing popped up. And it's the thought of, hey, in 30 years, something's going to happen. Okay, I'll deal with that in 30 years. Like, what are you like,
30 years seems so far away when you're in your 20s. By the way, I'm 54. 30 years comes up on you pretty damn quickly.
But that's the thing, too, with the concussion stuff and all. And even we weren't talking about the CTE and they weren't, you know, the suicide rate and everything and the depression and all that stuff wasn't spoke about. But they would be like, hey, you know, concussions are serious. to your point, Hawk, you get knocked out. You see the little birdies. 10 minutes later, I can see again. My legs are fine. I can catch a football. I can tackle this.
I'm good.
I'm good to go. I'm good. No, you. There could be some residual damage. And I'm standing on an NFL field, the 1% of the 1% of the world that get a chance to do this. And you're going to try to convince me I should get off of this field after I worked my entire life to be on this field? Because in 30 years, I might forget my daughter's middle name. Are you kidding me? No, man, come on. And it's a might. It's a might right now. Honestly,
you're right.
Hey, you might have, you know, short-term memory loss. You might get dementia when you're 60. I think I'm going to deal with that when I'm 60. I see that side because that was me when I played. To your point, now I'm 40. And I'm looking at that last night, and it was a whole different – I never expected to feel the way about Tua's injury that I did sitting at the stadium watching that hand do the same thing, that involuntary muscle spasm. And it's like, man, your brain is not doing what your brain wants it to do right now. Your brain is making your body do something you have no control over. How many times can you go through that before it really has an effect on you? Or is it too far gone now? That was my thought, because if it was a 290-pounder hitting him helmet to helmet, okay. It was a 180-pound safety's forearm that hit his head. It wasn't that violent of a hit to do what happened from there, and that's what brought it up in my mind, man. And like you're saying, we talked about it earlier, I'm not this guy. Oh, Everett, you get a concussion, retire. No, man, it's part of the game. But now seeing it, 5 concussions in 5 years, in your quarterback, I understand the emotion that Manti Te'o had with that, because I don't know Tua like that, and I had that emotion last night.
Here's your podcast partner, Ryan Clark. He was on Get Up this morning on ESPN. Here's what he said.
I think the first thing is just immediate concern. And then another part of it was, as silly as it may sound, was the hit wasn't that bad.
Yep.
Which makes it even scarier, right? Because it's not some of those glancing blows or some of those hard impact hits that we are used and have been kind of normalized into saying, okay, this guy has a concussion. And so it lets you know that for Tua Tagovailoa, this is a very severe situation. Now let's talk about the reality of it. Tua Tagovailoa has worked to play this game his entire life. So now the Miami Dolphins, the NFL, you're going to have to step in and not do the right thing and tell someone who has worked for his dream that he shouldn't play anymore. But make sure that you go through the process in a way where he has the full information to make his own decision. Mm-hmm. Tua Tagovailoa's family is going to talk to him about what your life looks like after football. Can you be here for your children? Can you be here and coherent for your grandchildren? What will be your quality of life? But Bart knows this like I know this. I looked at those lists of concussions. I know a myriad and a multitude of players that have suffered more concussions than Tua Tagovailoa. Mm-hmm. And I know that all of those players wanted to get back on the field as soon as possible because it's what we do. There's a reason that fans are the way they are about football. It's because these men go out each and every week and do things that most people aren't willing to do. And when those things have a bad consequence, or when those things have a difficult ramification, or when adversity strikes, what makes those people special is that they don't blink. I don't believe that Tua Tagovailoa is going to blink. I don't want Tua Tagovailoa to blink. But as someone who loves this game, as someone who wants everybody to walk off the field as healthy as possible, I know that they truly have to dive in and give him the reality of how this may affect him going forward.
I like what Ryan says there, which is, hey, there's a reason that we are who we are. And he says, I know a myriad of guys who've had more concussions and they're fine. Again, I'm not telling you that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm of the opinion this is a Tua and Tua family decision, not an outsider's decision to make. And that's kind of what Ryan Clark is saying, yeah, because we don't see it from the professional athlete side. And I do think that if you want to do the examples of guys who aren't the same after years of head injuries or high impact sports like football, you could do the opposite. You could say, here's a guy played 14 years of football, probably had 16 concussions, and I'm fine. Mm-hmm. It's like you said, it's the might. And might is not the same as you will. And that's why it's such a difficult, I imagine, decision for Tua.
And the regret.
The regret.
Honestly. So for a guy that could have played a couple more years, even though I was banged up, when it worked out for New England, had a workout with Buffalo, had a workout with Seattle. Mike Nolan was calling me that season I retired and the following season he was in Atlanta. I don't regret not playing again, but now I can't play anymore. So Tua retires. Now he just hangs it up. Hey, I'm going to do this for my family. Just like Ryan said, it's like we're talking about. I want to be there. I want to be there to walk my daughter down the aisle. I want to be there to meet my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. And he's 60, and he's fine. I could have played in the NFL for another 10 years, and I decided not to. I didn't get retired. I didn't have no team draft, no teams calling me. I had a new contract, and I said, you know what? This football, I'm not with it anymore. It might take 5 years, 10 years, 20, 30. That regret of not being the 1% of the 1% is something you think about. It's something that people ask me about, and I really don't feel that way. But for Tua to be as young as he is, if I had the conversation with him, I know I'm saying I'm concerned with what's going on when he does get hit in the head. But a real man to man, I would bring that up. Bro, don't retire off pressure.
My personal belief, by the way, if he does decide, you know what, I'm going to hang it up, he will be back playing football within the next 3 years. Because when you feel better, you feel fine, it's hard to get out of that mindset of I can still do this.
Mm-hmm.
I would, you know, I think many people would be thrilled if he said, you know what, I want to take a year. I want to take a year and see where I am for next season. That's fine. My guess is if he were to make a decision to retire, you will see him playing football again. There's no chance that he won't. That's my personal opinion.
And that's the problem with head injuries. It's not a broken ankle. They don't give you a time frame. It's not an ACL. It's not an Achilles. Those all have set time frames. Concussions don't. That's why concussion protocol is so interesting, because there's baseline tests and then all this stuff. Some guys get a concussion, they're out a month and a half. Some guys get a concussion and play 2 days later. So what's the protocol on concussion? Concussion protocol is really not a protocol, because I know rehab protocols. It's you good? I feel fine. You foggy? No. Bus train light. What's the last three words I said? Bus train light. You're good to go. Is he good to go?
Especially
is that third concussion going to be easier than the second?
If you have lasting symptoms, so if you have a sensitivity to light and it's a week later, 2 weeks later, you have migraine headaches, it's a week later, 2 weeks later. He feels fine today, tomorrow, like that affects your decision making. Hey, I've had a concussion before. It was rough last year. I had a sensitivity to light for 2 weeks. I felt fine an hour later after this one. This one wasn't so bad.
I've been through them all. You okay? I don't know. Are you foggy? Yeah. I might be hungover. Is it concussion or is it scotch? I'm going to practice on Wednesday morning when they put them pads on. Honestly, like, it is what it is. It's part of the game.
Especially since he knows he went through a season without one. He knows what it takes to keep himself from going through this situation again as well, Hawk. To your point, he knows what he has to do to stay on the football field.
Slide.
Don't get hit. He made the mistake once, and he paid for it yesterday.
By the way, in that line, can we play the J.J. Watt? Because I keep saying that so cavalierly. Just slide. Listen to what J.J. Watt just went on Twitter and posted a video. And here's what he had to say, and it makes you think.
Seen a lot of conversations last night and this morning about him. Tua needs a slide. He's got to get down. He knows he can't take hits like that. I feel like a lot of those same people are the ones who would be crushing him if he slides and comes up short on fourth down in the red zone when his team is trying to muster any semblance of a comeback that they can. It's a bit of a double standard, in my opinion. Everybody wants to see modern-day gladiators, but they don't want the guilt that comes along with it. So they want a guy to lower his shoulder. They want a guy to power through. They want a guy to get the first down. But then when he does that and gets hurt, they all want to take the opposite side and say, no, no, he should absolutely slide. He's got to protect himself. Why would he do that? First, let's take a look at the logistics of the situation, because I've seen a lot of armchair quarterbacks saying he had to know he had the first down. Quarterbacks always know. Before the play, absolutely. Quarterback looks over, knows exactly where the sticks are. Once the play starts, he's dropping back. He's looking through his reads. He's scrambling up through the line. There's no yellow line on the field. He's just trying to get to where he thinks the first down is. He's in the middle of the field between the hashes. So he's doing his best. He's not 100% sure he has it, and there's a defender right in front of him. So trying to give his team a chance to have a comeback, he lowers his shoulder and tries to make a play. Gets the first down, and obviously an extremely unfortunate situation occurs. But to watch everybody sit here and act like, oh, he's got to get down. Oh, he has to slide. We always want our players to slide in that situation. To me, that just, having been on the other side and having known what it feels like for fans to criticize your every single decision, it just doesn't feel true. Because if he doesn't do that, this morning the narrative is he's not tough. He's not a leader. He doesn't deserve the big contract. That's why Tua's not the guy, because he's not willing to lay it on the line for the team. So all I'm saying is, just keep that same energy on both sides.
He is so right. It's like he was talking to me, because I'm the first guy who would have said, hey, man, you're in the red zone, prime time. You got to put your shoulder down and just get that extra yard, you know? Like, he's right. Keep the energy on both sides there. What he says there, I thought, was just so wise. We love the gladiator sports, but we want to take the guilt away from ourselves. When something does happen, we go, well, you should have protected yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, this, I'm absolved of loving your sport because I think you should protect yourself first, except when you don't protect yourself. And then I'll tell you that you're not worth the contract.
You praise Josh Allen for jumping over people and running people over. You praise Lamar Jackson because Lamar Jackson, he'll put the shoulder down. If they get hurt doing that, now you're upset that your all-pro MVP quarterback's hurt. It's a very it's a funny line that they walk.
Easy to play both sides on it.
It really is.
Really, yeah. Is.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh no!
Hawk and Crowder.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
For Trent, pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.